help each other, bro. Not just take our own.
These middle schoolers are at math and computer science camp.
It's really fun.
It's fun, but sometimes you miss a friend's sleepover, a birthday party or something. But you make up to it. You make up to it. Like, your friends won't be there in the future, but your education will be.
Mayu, Marcus, and Brennan Whip are sitting near the front of class. They're quick to answer their teacher, Kiki Protzman's questions.
Does anybody remember what algorithm means?
A rhythm, kind of.
You can get in a rhythm when you're following an algorithm.
A series of steps you take to accomplish a task.
Very good.
Protzman runs Thinkersmith, a nonprofit aimed to expose young people, especially girls, to computer science. She wears high-heeled sandals. Her hair is dark magenta. Her t-shirt reads, "I've been thinking since before it was cool."
Wait, so what are we supposed to do?
These students are eager to get to today's class. In front of them are safety pins, tin foil, index cards, plastic straws, and electric tea lights.
We're going to start exploring the idea of playing with stuff nobody has taught us about yet. And that's where all your power will come from.
The students figure out how to take apart the light. They learn it turns on when the wires touch to a battery. Then, Protzman tells them to make something new with the supplies in front of them.
So something fun to notice is that all of them have something working.
In 5 minutes, one boy has a light-up aluminum foil halo on his head. Another has a tiny flashlight. Protzman compares her programming curriculum to music lessons.
Parents will pay that because their kids are passionate about music. I wish more people saw that computer science was a creative art.
Google and local tech firms have funded Protzman to take her curriculum to schools. In Eugene's 4J school district, kids that aren't exposed to Protzman still use more technology than ever before. Kim Ketterer is the instructional technology administrator.
We need them to learn to have a tool at their fingertips when they need it, and not Tuesday at 10 a.m. every week.
Thanks to the May bond measure passed to help 4J schools, technology is being updated and students are using new tools like iPads. But Protzman wants digital exposure to go even beyond using interactive textbooks, starting as early as kindergarten. She'll go to art, math, English, any class, and teach students how to apply computer science problem-solving skills.
We go through step-by-step and teach them the range of emotions that you go through. When you're learning something new, you're going to feel frustration and anger and self-consciousness, and everybody goes through that. It's just some people stick with it until they feel like, oh, I did it. I'm amazing.
Instead of being left unsatisfied, Protzman says kids grow if they go back and try to redo it until they are amazing. That's key to programming, being wrong and doing it again. Kiki is so insistent that technology is fun that she hosts coding birthday parties with themes like princess.
She gets to wear the pink, she gets to wear the crown if that's what she's interested in, but then she also has the whole kingdom of thought and it's under attack and you have to decode messages and you have to use these computer science skills in order to save your kingdom.
Protzman says kids need programming skills to be launched into any successful career, even if they don't dream of being a computer scientist. She ensures parents that their child won't turn into a sedentary, Mountain Dew-chugging geek. She reminds students to be aware of the environmental costs of technology and that their new skills should be shared with others.
Oh, yes.
The youngsters in today's camp leave with their inventions and are ready to come back for week two, where they start playing with programming computer games like Lightbot. For now, public schools require that technology is integrated across subjects, but these kids seem to agree with Kiki that learning what's behind their iPad is pretty cool, too.
Pick up and head out to lunch. Dang it, I am so close.
For KLCC News, I'm Lucy Olson.